Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why land is so overlooked as an investment opportunity. I've been wanting to do this show for a long time.
Yeah.
Land is so misunderstood, even by people that have been in real estate business as investors or in some capacity of very successfully commercial real estate. Everybody looks at land like, I don't know what to do with it.
You know what? I think women are awful also misunderstood. I can't even say it. I'm not sure what to do with it.
It's a topic for a whole additional podcast.
There we go.
Understanding women. Women.
That's right. Why are women I'm just kidding.
Hey, before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on thelandinvestors.com on Line Community. It's free.
Okay. Travis shares, I'm looking to team up with people to tap into those counties with near inaccessible data that, as a result, don't often or ever get mailed. If you found a county which has quality data, but it's just not easy to get into a succinct mailer format, I want to know. If the data is solid and online, for example, they have a GIS or tax record system, but you can't find it on Teleport or CoreLogic for whatever crazy reason, I can parse it, format it, scrub it, and mail it. This guy's great. Oh my gosh. This is so funny. If the data is not online, but Susan at the county can email it on Tuesday or even snail mail it, let's partner up to grab it, sort it, clean it, and send it.
Who's this guy?
I like this. This guy's great. I've got a knack and the computer skills for making that data pretty and getting it into a mail merge format. Give me your messy data. Macros, scrapers, scripts, formulas, whatever it takes. If there's a large enough payday potential, we can get that data formatted. In exchange, I'm looking to partner on mailers and deals since I, too, am in the business of parcels for paper. Reach out to me and let's head off the competition. You find them, I'll scrub them, and we'll split the profits. Don't let "it's too hard to get this data" get in the way. Let's charge through it together and we'll figure it out. Send me a message on Land Investors or shoot me an email at Travis, and you can go get online. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and wish you happy hunting. How cool is he?
Travis, here's my email. It's jack@landacademy.com. That's the one that you should use. I have a list of counties that I know fit into this criteria perfectly. Right. Jill and I have way too much acquisition money these days.
True.
Even after all the deals that we're funding, I'd be happy to finance the whole mailer if you just orchestrate taking the calls, doing the data, and then popping the properties that come back in into deal funding.
Yep.
I can list the names of counties right now.
Yep.
And where they are in that situation. And we don't have the time. I can do this too. I have actually the same talent that you do.
Right.
Probably an older version of talent and how I do things, which is good for you and not for me. And I think we could make some magic together, actually.
Exactly.
With Jill answering the phone and our staff right now.
This actually ties into one thing that we said. Like, we now and then things come up on our weekly member calls where people are like, you know, this sounds kind of hard. Is it worth it? Should I do it? And our answer is, you got two choices. One is you move on and circle back around when you're more comfortable or you have the time and the resources to really dig into that. Or B, you could dig into it now and you're going to be the only one and you're going to be killing it being the expert of X, you know, fill in the blank.
I mean, it's not that there's, I don't want to give the impression that counties are overmailed or there's, you know,
yeah.
It's just, there's just, he's playing the odds and the odds are correct.
Yeah.
He, you know, if it's very difficult to get data, there's about 200 or 300 counties in the country where it's very, very difficult to get data.
Right.
Even RealQuest, TitlePro, in a lot of cases, DataTree, not so much DataTree, they can't get good data sets.
Right.
But they're mailing the tax bills out every year, so there is a data set somewhere.
It's somewhere.
And they're obligated by federal law to disclose it to the public, so
mm-hmm.
It would be fun.
That would be good. I like it. Good job, Travis.
Today's topic, why land is overlooked as an investment opportunity. This is the meat of the show. Jill's feverishly scribbling notes on this. Take it away, Jill.
I have three that I think reasons why this is overlooked. And I'd love to hear your comments and then hear what else you think.
I have a lot to say, actually, okay. On this.
Number one, people, I think, don't understand that the way we buy this land, it's worth more the day we buy it.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
So they can't wrap their head around that. They think that I'm buying a property worth $50,000 for $50,000. Nope, that's not what's happening. I'm buying a property that's worth $50,000 for $20,000. And then, so right there, that's one of the reasons. And people, they don't understand it. They don't know how to do it. They don't know how it's possible. So that's one of the reasons. And that's the whole Land Academy, by the way. But that's one of the reasons, okay? Second reason is I think that this is overlooked because everyone thinks that land needs to be improved upon or built upon to be valuable, which is also not true. So, and I was thinking, I made a little note to myself after the break. Can you imagine if I had like I'm going to come up with this new phrase, land ARV. Could you imagine? I am so sick of the ARV thing anyway, because ARV, you know, is after repair value. We hear that all the time when people are doing houses. Every time I get a wholesale email, it says, it's a great deal. It always says off market. And like, I get a lot in the Arizona and Phoenix area for other people. And they're like, $290,000 off market. ARV, $450,000. Well, that's your number. What if I'm only going to put $10,000 into it? My ARV is not going to be $450,000, everyone, because I'm not going to do that much to it. ARV is such a floating nebulous number. So I thought it'd be funny. I'm going to put it on there. Land for sale, you know, $40,000. ARV, $180,000. I can't put a house on it.
Right.
Hilarious.
ARV is a unicorn.
It's exactly. It's the silliest thing. So that's my number two. And then my number three reason why I think land is overlooked as an investment opportunity is that people shy away from this property type because the comps are a little bit harder to get, which is true.
Lack of data.
There's lack of data there. You really have to dig or know the area, and sometimes you just can't find them. And we don't necessarily use comps. We don't use what it's sold for. What we use is what's available now, what it's being the sales price today. And I think that people have a fear of doing it wrong, and so they just tune out. They don't want to do this.
Yep.
So those are
all very true.
Thank you.
The reason that people don't understand land is because it doesn't cash flow. It's very simple. If you talk to any version of a commercial real estate investor, whether they're new or, you know, 60, 70 years old, they're all going to say some version of, yeah, I don't like land too much because I just don't know what to do with it. But if you say this, hey, have you ever done an apartment deal where you buy it on a 4 cap, and which is top price, or you buy it on an 8 cap, let's say, which is spending a lot. You clean it up, raise the rent, and then now it's renting at whatever, and sell it at the same 8 cap, but for more dollars. What that translates to is if I buy it for $20 million and I sell it for $22 million after I raise the rent. Oh yeah, oh, that's exactly what we do. How you got it all figured out? Why don't you do that? Well, that's exactly what we do without having to go through all the trouble of that stuff. Right. We buy a piece of dirt worth $30,000 and sell it for $60,000 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't you rather do that 14 or 15 or 20 times in the time that you can, you know, or both, let's say. So when you explain it that way, then you get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they also don't understand data. So no, and the reason that this works is because we're data people. People first and real estate people second.
True.
And no people in estate business are data people. Yeah. They're just not. They're in some other business.
They're relationship people.
Unless they found Land Academy.
They think it's all relationship. Yes, they're relationship people. They think everything you find is a relationship. Oh, I heard it.
Yeah.
You know, through my brother-in-law. That's not what we do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why land is misunderstood. And, you know, there's so many cliches out there, cliche-ish terms like, why would I buy a land in the middle of nowhere? I mean, if you listen to the show, you've heard us say it a million times.
Exactly.
And those cliches have really caught on. You know what I don't hear too much anymore, and I'm glad, is, oh, that's just junk land or junk property. I mean, really?
I hate that.
What is that? What's junk land?
Exactly.
So it has to have some value.
That's a junk mansion. That's a junk 4,000 square foot house. All right, whatever. It's not junk to me.
So, and why this has all changed in the last 10 years or so, in my opinion, is because of the availability of things like Google Earth and finding parcel facts and all the
creating
tools.
Creating parcel facts.
Yeah, the tools that are available to find this property and manipulate it and resell it. So it turns out there's a huge market for rural vacant land for a bunch of reasons. Mm-hmm. Huge market.
Exactly.
That we tapped into when I started all this back in the 90s. I had no idea.
Yep. You know, I would like to say, too, that I know there's a lot of our members that do make these cash flowing properties. It's not our MO right now. We're cash people at the end of the day. But a lot of our members sell on terms, and they make it a cash flowing property. So you really could do that.
Yeah.
And what they buy them so well. We did this, too, in the past. You know, my favorite is, say you buy it for $2,000 and you're going to sell it on terms for $10,000. This is not crazy. So what do? You take $2,000 down and then $100 a month or whatever it is until the person pays off the $10,000 note, right? And guess what? The day you sold it to that guy, you just got your original investment back. Now it's cash flowing.
I mean, our original program is called Cash Flow from Land.
Yep.
Literally, CFFL.
Yep.
That's what we all call it around the office. And it proves that. So.
It really does. It really does. And it's great to be cash flowing. The thing is that it takes a while to build up enough property, and it takes a lot of time and energy to manage them. We have changed gears a little bit and just found that, gosh, we just love to get in and get out. That all works, and we all believe in it, and so many of our members still do it. Yeah. We like to get in and get out and build up a bigger capital faster and do things that way. That's why we changed our personal strategy a little bit. But I think I still have a couple, though, by the way, that are so long paid off, cash flowing, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of forgot about it. I mean, like, oh, yeah, that payment just these magic payments just come in every month.
Magic payments.
It's really funny.
That's the name of the show, Magic Payments.
Magic Payments.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called, Why Is There So Much Unwanted Land Out There?
And we answer your questions posted on our land investors, our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I've wanted to do that episode for a long time. And this one tomorrow too. You get in the car and you drive to Las Vegas and it's like, what is this real estate? There's so much land out here. Right. What's going on with this? I swear that's why people like get on their phone and find Land Academy and are like,
yep. I completely agree. Wherever you're watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.